Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Declan, we'll start with Harps on Friday night. They got their first win of the season, beating Shelburne 3-0. Always said afterwards he felt the result was a little flattering. Would you agree?
I thought they played well in spells throughout the game and scored goals at crucial times, which was a very important 3 points. And their first one of the season, and that hopefully would give them the confidence to go on and win more games. So they're still in the Shamrock Rovers at home, and then the Drogheda United and Derry City at home the next 3 matches. So that'll give them the confidence, hopefully, to go on and get results out of those 3 fixtures. But it was key, probably playing against Shelburne away, that they defended well, defended deep, let Shelburne have the balls for their spells and kind of count them, had them in a counter-attack, and then they scored crucial goals at crucial times. And 3-0 is a nice score to you know, for your first one in the season, especially against a team that probably will be down the bottom, fighting for that automatic, you know, to stay out of the relegation and the automatic and the playoff spot as well. So that's important. You know, it throws a marker out to everybody else out there. I mean, the Drogheda United obviously won as well the weekend, and it was important when they won that you picked up 3 points away from home. So listen, getting ones away from home is difficult in the Premier League. So to get to the 1-3 now is a big victory, and hopefully they'll push on now and get more results and more ones in the next while.
Yeah, and you mentioned it there. It's important to get that win. Would you say it's more important the fact that they got it just before the international break? You wouldn't want to be going into a break feeling low and still not got the monkey off the back of that victory, Declan, would you?
Yeah, I mean, the Sligo Rovers one was a funny one because they played very well, and Sligo just hit them a couple of times with good quality up top and scored good goals at crucial times. And Harps' general play was very good, you know, and just didn't finish anything off and just lacked that wee bit of penetration. So to put in so much effort up in Sligo on a Monday night and then to go away then from home, and you know, the morale could have been a wee bit down, but it wasn't. They put on a good performance and a very professional performance, so they picked up 3 points. And it was important, as you say, to get a one, regardless of where it is, just to get a one to give them the confidence, and especially with international break coming up. So that will galvanise the squad now as well, hopefully, and they can push on from here. And you know, the Shamrock Rovers at home, so there's an opportunity to go out and play them, even though they played very well against Sligo Rovers at the weekend. But it's a chance to you know, to go out and put another big performance. And then they've obviously drawn in Edinburgh and Derry then at home, so 2 big games coming up after the Shamrock Rovers one. So 3 home games, and that's an opportunity now to grab more points at home, and that's what they need to do. They need to be difficult to play against away from home, but they need to start winning games at home as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned that then, Drogheda, they also got 3 points beating Dundalk and UCD. They earned a 1-1 draw with Bowes. So you felt like Harps did need that result on Friday night, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, UCD won. I think the UCD won first, played very well. I was watching clips of it, and they probably should have ended up 1-1 with Sam Todd scoring with the header. And they probably should have won the game. They were better than Bowes over the 90 minutes. So, yeah, listen, it's very, very competitive down there. And Drogheda as well was on TV, and they beat Dundalk 1-0 as well with a penalty. Yeah, it was important. You know, it was probably an important week because it could have been a moving week for a lot of teams. And the fact that both of them drew and obviously Drogheda won, got 3 points, and means that Harps got 3 points as well, and you're staying with everybody else. And it is going. It looks like there is that tier down the bottom where you have UCD, you've got obviously Shelburne, Drogheda, and Finn Harps are in that 4, and that'll probably be the 4 teams that will probably be down there fighting to avoid the relegation and the playoff spot throughout the whole season, with maybe Bowes maybe coming in and out every now and again. Like, so that's probably what it looks like. It looks like nearly a 3-tier league. But yeah, listen, it's important to get 3 points and a performance as well. And that'll bring them confidence into the Shamrock Rovers game, obviously, in the next home game as well. So, but you know, it doesn't matter how you do it, ones are important because it gives it boosts morale and confidence, and players can go and express themselves a bit more in the next match as well. And 3 goals away from home is a great result.
Yeah, and moving away from Harps then and to Derry City, they're now the leaders of the Premier Division with another late goal. It's starting to become a bit of a habit for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Isn't it a great habit to have to score with late goals? And you know, you can score late goals and get draws, but they're scoring late goals and getting 3 points. I mean, they beat obviously a last-minute goal against Shamrock Rovers, and you know, I wouldn't mind that the teams are beaten and Zapat as well, obviously the weekend as well. So you know, they picked up 6 points. You know, pretty much scoring late goals in the last minute, and that's against the teams that will be up there fighting for the championship, you know, and won the title. So yes, it's a great opportunity for them. They started off very well. I mean, they're fitting their 14 points with the game in hand as well, you know, so it's a great start. And they haven't lost the game, so they've won 4-2 draws, you know, so that's a great start. And if anybody turned around and said to them at the start of the season that they'd won 4 and draw 2 and lose none, especially with the opposition they played against in the Brandy, well, with Shamrock Rovers and the Pats, they would have definitely took that beforehand. But yeah, listen, good squad of players, and even yesterday on Friday night, you know, they were missing Michael Duffy and Patrick McElhinney didn't play neither, so they were down a bit of quality, but still Will Patching came up and scored 2 wonder goals. And obviously the last one was just an injury time, so what a time to score, and gives no opportunity for St. Pat's to come back into the game again.
Yeah, and finally then, possibly two of Derry's title rivals. They drew 2-2 at Tallaght. Shamrock Rovers will be the happier of those two sides, though, coming up from 2 down, won't they?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I was listening to Liam Buckley there, and even though there were 2 up, he thought that Shamrock Rovers were well worthy of a draw. I think Shamrock Rovers dominated the second half of the game, and a lot of chances as well, and Ed McGiddy pulled off some wonder saves as well throughout the 19 minutes, even though they got a penalty and there was no G as well by Adam McDonald. Shamrock was well worthy of a draw at Bintala, and probably should have went on to win it. But yeah, listen, it's one of those, and Shamrock Rovers haven't probably started off the best, but you know, they're up there, and they will be up there, and for me they will be the favourites to win the Premier League this year. But the fact the Sligo Rovers are 2 up at half time and probably should have been a bit more professional and get us up and out of the game in regards to 3 points, and that'll put them in a really good position as well. But they've a lot of hard fixtures, Sligo Rovers, so they're very happy with their return. Graham Burke scored a penalty in the 63rd, and Adam McDonald in the 81st. So, well, Wolfus Gerald, the ex-Derry player, scored a good header earlier in the 18th minute. And Aidan Keena has scored 5 goals so far, and scored a hat-trick against Harps on Monday night, and scored another good goal against Shamrock Rovers. So he's going very well, and that means they're scoring goals. So that was a very good competitive match against 2 really good teams as well. So, and a 2-2 draw, and that obviously helps Derry City, who picked up 3 points.